majority of Irish people are willing to use digital health technology and to share their personal medical data, according to a survey by consultants EY. Based on replies from just over 1,000 respondents, EY says 72% were in favour of the automatic sharing of their personal medical information within the healthcare system, while 71% were prepared to take genetic tests to determine their predisposition to certain diseases. Dr. Ronan Glynn, partner and health sector lead at EY Ireland and a former Deputy Chief Medical Officer, joins us in studio with more on this. A very good afternoon to you, Dr. Glynn, and welcome to the programme. So this survey is finding pretty high levels of preparedness for people here to engage with digital healthcare, if you like, particularly among older people. Actually, the levels of support rise with older age groups.
Absolutely, Brian, and thanks for having me. So the key findings from this survey from EY of over 1,000 people today is that our population is up for digital transformation of our healthcare services, and perhaps not a surprise given the engagement we saw with those technologies over the course of the pandemic. But yes, what probably is somewhat counterintuitive is that in fact our older people are those who are most engaged and up for using these technologies. And probably what that's telling us is that the people who are the highest users of our healthcare services can see the need to do things differently, and so they can see the potential benefits of technologies and are open to using those.
So where are the benefits? What are the kind of illnesses and treatments that can really gain, and patients can really gain from the use of digital technology?
So when we talk about technology and innovation, sometimes people can think it's very futuristic. But in fact, what we're talking about here is stuff that can have a real impact on people's day-to-day lives. So the ability to schedule an appointment with your doctor or nurse, the ability to book a repeat prescription. If you're living in Connemara today and you have an infection in your leg, the potential to be treated virtually or through a combination of staff at home and with staff in the regional hospital, rather than having to go in and spend 5 to 7 days in a hospital bed, that frees up hospital beds. It improves the experience for the patient and for their family, and it decreases the pressure on the healthcare workforce. And in the context of a population that's aging and growing at one of the fastest rates in Europe, we will need to embrace these technologies as a sustainable way of improving our healthcare services over time.
So people can wear the monitors, the wristwatches that will gather all this data, but there needs to be infrastructure in the practice, in the hospital, that can then process that data, and we don't have that at the moment.
Yes, so we are coming from some way back, but I guess the findings of this survey are providing reassurance that if that investment is made, and if we prioritise digital transformation as a way of ensuring sustainable healthcare services, what the findings today are telling us is that we have a population who will embrace that change, who will utilise those new models of care and those new ways of working. And that, I think, combined with what we saw over the pandemic in terms of our workforce enthusiasm for these technologies, suggests that if we make the investment, they can have a real sustained return on investment.
But we know that, for example, in the latest figures we have in 2021, the HSE, in terms of capital ICT projects, was investing 115 million euro. Now, that's out of a total overall budget of 21 billion. So how far does 115 million euro go in meeting this?
Well, clearly not far enough, but we have seen significant increases in investment in the years since. And I think at the moment, the Department of Health is refreshing its digital health strategy to take us to 2030. In combination with that, the HSE is developing an implementation plan to bring that strategy to life. And I think when you combine that with efforts all across the system, so today in Donegal, there are nurses using apps to keep people well in their communities with respiratory disease. A sustained commitment, leadership and investment can improve these.
The Irish Medical Times is reporting today, quoting Roisin Shortall, Deputy Roisin Shortall, and she says that the Department of Public Expenditure and Reform blocked a business case in 2018 for substantially enhanced investment in digital technology. Now, you were in the department. Was there resistance in DEPRA to some of these investments?
I wasn't involved in that. I joined at the end of 2018. But what I can say to you is that 2018 to now is an entirely different landscape. Just last week, the World Health Organization stated that health systems all across Europe are undergoing a digital revolution. We can learn from our experiences over the pandemic. We have the people, we have the resources, and we have a workforce. And clearly now, from the findings of this survey, we have a population who are up for that change. And so I think the time is now to embrace that change and to deliver services which are markedly different.
Just finally, a question in relation to learning from the pandemic. We're promised that the inquiry will get up and running, perhaps before the end of the year. There's a scoping exercise involved. How concerned would you be that any inquiry is timely when people's memories and recollections are still fresh?
I think the key thing, there's a lot that we already know about how to improve services generally, both in terms of pandemic preparedness, but more broadly. And obviously the Brady report was published last week. And again, a key finding in that, and one of the key challenges we faced over the course of the pandemic, was a lack of data, a lack of visibility on how the virus is progressing across the country. And so again, it brings me back to the key message that if we really want to prepare for those challenges into the future, it is about digital transformation. It's viewing data within the health system as a core asset and using that data to improve our health services.
You haven't had an advanced copy of Tony Houlihan's book, have you?
No, looking forward to it.
Looking forward to it, as indeed we all are. Thanks very much indeed, Dr. Ronan Glynn.